Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Guys, it's Grant and Danny in our studios here on this Tuesday, January 21st in the Navy Yard, downtown in D.C. on The Fan. We wanted to start the show a little differently than we ever have before, but we wanted to, as many of you have heard, discuss the tragic passing today of our buddy, Pete Medhurst, who's a family member of this radio station. We've got a great show planned we will get to today, and we're going to do our normal radio show here in just a couple of moments, but we thought the right thing to do right off the top was to say that first and foremost, we are thinking about his family, that our thoughts and prayers are with the Medhursts today. It is a crushing bout of news for everybody hearing it that Pete has lost his fight with cancer, and it's a reminder of how precious life is.
Yeah, how fragile it all is. Impossible not to be impacted by Pete. I've never met someone more knowledgeable, full stop, when it comes to matters of sport, of sports history, his passion for athletics. Like, oh, I'm a sports fan. Not like that. It extended not just to call in play-by-play of the Nationals, of all things Navy, not just to horse racing, but he's a local umpire, local referee, like involved in youth athletics. Like, there was no end to his stamina and his battery and his enthusiasm for sports, man.
If there was ever a moment on the show where I would say out loud, I wonder, you know, or made it clear in some way that I didn't really know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what that conference is, or, you know, who's in that conference, or this umpire made this call, I don't have a book on him, but this was terrible. Pete would text me.
He did.
And he'd say, oh, this is the same umpire, and he'd have the history of the guy. He knew every official, every umpire. He was obsessed with positioning because it was obviously something that he did, basketball, football. But I would stop short of just saying he knew everything.
He knew everything.
Every sport.
Yeah.
He was a women's basketball aficionado at the WNBA level and at the college level. And as far as high school basketball went, I swear I could walk up to him and be like, who won the Missouri State title last night? And somehow he would have watched.
And he would have already known.
It is insane to me that in a 24-hour day, he would shove as much in as he was able to. And to me, when I think of Pete Medhurst, I think of a couple of things. I will always think of him being one of the hardest working people I've ever met.
Mm-hmm.
He would be getting off the air from an update shift, and he was telling me that I got horse race calling tonight. I'm going over to the racetrack, and then I got to drive to Gettysburg because I got something in the morning. I'm going to stop and get dinner on the road, and then I got to call something tomorrow, four states away, but then tomorrow night I got Navy swimming, and he was just going to do it all.
Mm-hmm.
But then he was going to ump the next day after that back here, and he was going to run some youth event in his town. His work ethic and the amount of things he fit into his schedule was always unfathomable to me. Even as a young person, watching him, I'd go, how the hell does he have the energy? How can he do this? That's number one. The other thing, though, and this is going to take the cake. This, to me, is his legacy for me as a father, is the passion and the pride he had in his kids.
Yep.
You could not talk to Pete for 5 minutes and not hear an update on his daughter, Kelly, playing softball, who he adored. I hope my relationship with my daughters, Reagan and McKinley, as they get older, is anything like his relationship with Kelly. But Cody and Ryan, his sons, and their basketball careers and coaching, he was just so prideful. And as a dad, it hits different, man.
Yep.
Like, he loved his kids. That's what I'll admire most. He was a radio pro through and through. He was a great broadcaster. He was a really, really good friend and knew everything, as you said. But damn, he was such a proud dad.
I think that's very well said. The thing for me, and I rubber stamp everything, but I just kind of want to double down. I don't understand the stamina. I get tired. Human beings get tired. Human beings go, that's too much. That never entered his vocabulary. I learned so much just by watching him have this, as you said, this boundless energy, this reserve battery that would just kick in. So I'm driving overnight up to Rutgers to call this one, and I've got this tournament here, and then I have a triple header of games that I'm umpiring for softball or baseball or refereeing basketball in the winter. Then I got to go up to Laurel. Just I never understood how he got it all in, and he taught me so much in that regard, right? Where you put as many irons in the fire as you can, because in our world, in this universe, you never know when something, one thing, two things, five things, whatever, going to get taken away. And he always had this, he would say, yes, he led with that, led with the ability to do it. And yes, I'm willing. Yes, I'm able. Just a huge figure for a lot of us, man. And he will certainly be missed. I think you said it very well. My heart goes out to his family. You know, there's a thing that I would say that sounds trite and insignificant by comparison, but, you know, having been on the other side of that, having, you know, lost a parent, there are little moments here and there where I just find myself, you know, the days or hours or wherever will go by where you don't think about anything because it's been far enough in the past. But like the other day, I saw a blue Honda Civic, and it reminded me that I used to take a Honda Civic to go visit my mom when she wasn't doing well. And I'm sitting there welling up in traffic. You know, just little things like that, and allow yourself the grace and allow yourself, you know, those few moments to say, you know, it's okay that this hurts, because it does. It hurts all of us, but I can't imagine what you guys are going through. So our hearts go out to the Medhurst family. You said it very well.
It stinks that it takes things like this to gain the necessary perspective. And if I'm being honest, we'll go back to losing the perspective in time, because mm-hmm. that's just the human experience, right. I think. But in a world where we're letting strangers' social media comments dictate how we feel all day and how we treat people. And in a world where you get cut off in traffic and it's a personal affront and it changes the next hour of your life or whatever, perspective, man. Like, what really matters? Tell your loved ones that you love them. Hug your kids. We just don't have as much time on this spinning rock as we'd like. And for Pete, it's tragic, man, because he deserved a lot more time.
Agreed.
Just a shame. But to the Medhursts, anything that we can do, and
we're thinking
we'll be
about
telling
you
this not on air as well, you know, we certainly will. But we wanted to make sure we started today doing right by Pete. This is a massive sports week in D.C., and we owe it to you guys to do a normal, fun radio show. And that will begin with Pete on our minds right now.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.